Welcome to Victor's Lavender, an opportunity to have some conversation with one of the foremost lavender experts, Victor Gonzalez. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you, Steve.
Victor, there are plenty of questions that people want to know, and so let's just dive right in. First question is, what's up? There is some rumor that you are packing up and leaving Squim and heading to Ohio. Can you help clear that up?
I know, Steve, there's a lot of miscommunication, misunderstanding, especially locally. I've been getting a lot of comments on Facebook and also physically right here about people being a little concerned of be moving and leaving them. I want to clarify, I am not moving. I'm expanding.
Good.
For many reasons.
Not leaving, but expanding.
I'm
like that.
Expanding.
Good. Continue.
So the reason why I'm expanding, I mean, as everybody knows, I'm international, well-known, but especially national. I do business all over the United States and Canada. So the reason by moving to the Midwest, in this case, Ohio, Hamilton, is to expand and set it up another distribution center there for plants and products. There's a great opportunity right now and will be great benefit for both of us, for the consumers and for me as a grower, just because the consumer will be able to get a high quality product in great shape in one piece instead of receiving everything broke in pieces. I get some damages, some people concerning about that, and before I start losing business, I think it would be great that we move to Ohio and be able to help them.
So that's great. So you want to get closer to the market, closer to the consumers, so that it is easier for them to receive live plants that are Victor approved and will have a better chance of success going into the ground and thriving.
That's correct. Good. We'll be setting up a greenhouse operation in Ohio, and we'll be able to grow to start with 10 varieties, the main variety that everybody knows and like, and varieties that will be great for that type of climate and soils. So those are coming to the Midwest. And so White Barns and Blooms, they are a 50-acre lavender farm, and they will be having, they have a beautiful barn, which will be hosting probably international conferences. We'll be hosting a lot of educational workshops, all kinds of workshops, to educate the farmers. We will have an opportunity to host an international lavender conference for the benefit of the whole United States. That way we can spread the U.S. beyond the borders.
Good. So White Barns and Blooms is in Hamilton, Ohio, and that's going to be your new base camp for the Midwest experience of Victor's Lavender.
That is correct.
That's outstanding.
That is correct.
And you just came from there recently, having just co-hosted one of the very first, if not the first, Lavender Festival in that area. Tell me more.
That is correct. I mean, they host the first Lavender Festival. They have 20,000 lavender plants, as we're speaking.
Wow.
We'll be planting another 20,000 this coming spring, and we'll not stop until maybe we reach 200,000 lavender plants. So we'll bring a piece of Europe to Ohio. And the very first Lavender Festival, I mean, they put this together in 3-4 months. They did an incredible job. 6,000 people that came, and we have a little bit of nasty weather, but the weather seems like don't stop people in Ohio.
They were excited.
Good. The more rain, the more people was coming. So they was very, very successful Lavender Festival. So they need to look for more, because for next year will be even bigger. We expand into 2 weekends instead of 1 week.
Okay, very
just
good.
Because we know that in 1 weekend, there's no way we can host this many thousands of people. So we need to expand it to 2 weekends. So that will be next
so week. Familiar fans with victorslavender.com as the website will also be invited coming very soon to learn more about Victor in Ohio, care of the White Barn and Blooms website. And so those will be shared, because Victor's sharing his knowledge and sharing his understanding with 30 plus years here on the West Coast in the Squim area specifically, but now expanding into Ohio.
Exactly. Okay. If you're working in that logistics, so yes, more likely people are coming and seeing Victor's Lab on their website. They may see a link
right.
that will go back to White Barns and Blooms.
Good.
And we still don't know exactly how everything will be connected together, but more likely that's how that will be.
Okay.
We'll link that to
We website. Are glad to dispel the rumor that you are closing up and leaving Squim, but you are simply expanding and sharing your knowledge elsewhere.
No. We are not going anywhere. We are growing. We're expanding. I think I'm really blessed and happy to meet these wonderful people in Ohio. They're also very happy with the whole Squim area. So they also love to see this going. How can we establish a 30 years history here?
Right.
It's not that easy that you can just stop it overnight.
Good.
That would not happen.
That's excellent.
Thank you.